the lonely.
Nicola Roya Artuso on drums and Tony Ezzi on the piano. That is to say, piano and bass clarinet. Recorded live in Montreal, direct to cassette tape.
Actually, I mean, why are we having these so-called white hats or whatever, and the dark hats? Where is all this coming from, and where is it leading to, and specifically with all these coming events?
Yeah, let us in on it. Mike Emery.
Well, I can tell you in detail if you really want to know.
We do.
I want to know the details.
And so does Miles.
Alrighty.
Details Magazine.
Where all the dark side folks come from is us. We created them.
Oh no.
It's you know, I do skid marks in consciousness. And the easiest skid mark to understand is suffering. Now, excuse me, whose idea was that and where did it come from? Because where we're at here is there's ethers. And the ethers are quite literally made of love. Two parts love and one part time. There's three lines that make up the constituent structure of the background screen which everything is projected. It's the ethers and the anus and every other cell of the ethers. Anus, ANU, first name of God, the Babylonian text, Marian text, the Vedas. And it's got one part time and one part love. And then the ethers are piezoelectric green. What you get when you stress crystals or you stress water, it all comes out piezoelectric green, which is the color of the heart chakra, which is the color of love. And so you have a background screen that's on which everything is projected that's made out of love. And how do you even conceive of suffering in a field of love? The answer is you don't. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then where did it come from, pray tell? And the answer is darkness, where everything else comes from. All things start as a seed in darkness. And so within darkness, we created suffering for the purpose, to get this, for the purpose of attaining separation. Separation is difficult due to the oneness nature of the rule. I am that I am is the rule, God's law, I am that I am. It's the only law that consciousness obeys, and we don't have matter. It's all just consciousness. And so then who within darkness manifested or had the idea of suffering? The answer is we did. We all did. Now, how do you know? Because you can label it. If you can label it and know what it is, then you were involved in making it, full stop. And so that has dialed, has dialed forward to where we're at now with all this brain damage. And the reason that, the root reason why we're in this state of chaos, what appears to be chaos, it's not really, it's all a movie. The reason that we're in this state of chaos is duality. You know, positive and negative. But the first forms of duality are, first of all, fear, which is the fear of loneliness that comes out of the void and herself. And I've been there in meditation. Sai Baba stated it flatly. And Robert Monroe went there in astral projection. And that's where he came up with the term Losh. L-O-O-S-H, Losh is the way I pronounce it. David Wilcock calls it Loosh.
But we don't got to listen to nothing that that guy says. Come on.
Whatever. Anyway, it's a separation energy that makes us separate from one another to a certain extent, which is obviously hard to do. And, you know, to get separate, to be actually separate and not know everything. Therefore, we have suffering. So you get to know only that. Then we get to be totally separate from all it is right now. Who is looking for this separation? And the answer is not our fine human bodies. The answer is our observer self, who still lives in darkness, although they are ascending out of darkness to the euphoric gray. And that's happening now. And so duality is coming to an end due to a root change or evolution in emotions. The horns of duality are fear and love, and euphoria expunges them both. And what euphoria also does, it's like five-year-old kids wake up every morning, new day, we're having fun. That's all they need to know. What happened yesterday? Don't know. We had fun. And that's where we're headed. And this color of euphoria is light purple, which we see worldwide in disguise now, and which is the reason you called me, was because of the photographs that people were getting all over the world for the last couple of years.
Oh yeah, I noticed striking new colors in the skies since October 2019, and a huge magenta blast about around December 15.
Of purple sunsets, purple sunrises,
yeah, you got it.
Purple hue to the, you know, like a reflection of the sun comes out light purple.
Well, and look at some of those now if you want.
You'll have to put them up. Oh, I can't.
Well, we can't see. We can't see nothing on the radio. Thank you.
some of those pictures.
The purple sunset.
So this is one, I think, from a couple of days ago.
Oh, boy, that's nice.
And that's from Christopher via Mr. MBBB.
No, well, good to him.
Yeah, it's coming. They're coming in from all over the world. It's like a purple wave, and it's euphoric, and it'll infect everything. You know, this is, you know, like, we're headed to dream time, and dream time will be euphoric.
All right.
Now, these are all from your site. Those are huge things. That's obviously some kind of... Is that a long-term exposure on the left, or...?
No, that's obviously that's a they picked that up. It's 2D bleed through, I call it. There's lots of that with all kinds of photos similar to that.
What do you mean by 2D bleed through or read through?
Yeah, right. It's just like your background screen there with the purple with the hazy little squares in the background.
Yes.
The 2D is the ethers, 2D, and we normally don't see them. Unless you do DMT or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they don't see them. And we're in that. It's all a projection on that screen. And so the bleed-through is the 2D nature of reality is being allowed to bleed through due to the euphoria expunging the duality.
A chemical process in the sky? I mean, what does that mean in terms of the sun itself and its energies? Was it
correct?
Yeah.
Correct. And as the color spectrum is changing, so also does the color of the light from the sun change. Right? And I don't know what it'll probably be with a slight purplish tinge to it as it is. But you can see it. There's other photos in that along there. Where you have a picture of the sun and there's a light purple reflection of the sun in the same photograph. Yeah.
The sun's turning purple.
A close-up of that purple, and you can see the four-sided ethers, you know, the squares in it, like is in the background that you have there. Yeah. Firstly, the same thing.
I think you've got a couple like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can see the green is still there.
That one or this one? Yeah.
The one before. You can see the green right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Right there. See the green?
Green in the sunset amongst the purpleness, which, according to Mike Emery, is gonna, the green will morph into gray. What you got to say?
Tinge? Yeah. That's piezoelectric green.
Piezoelectric.
It's interesting that when you, in digital electronics, which is silicon base, of course.
Crash it!
If you don't have any signals, you get green.
Yeah.
It defaults to green.
Yeah, but it's now changing to light purple.
Oh, and light purple.
The reason is that herself, in the void, has adopted our human emotion of euphoria. And so any capacitance field, which you have in a transistor at the PN transfer, as you know, there's a little block, you know, null zone there. That's a capacitance field. And that capacitance, we actually take banks of diodes now.
We do.
And you charge them up with the right frequency, you know, which is 33. And they create euphoria. It comes right out of them. The three is... only vibe that travels in the four-sided ethers.
Reality if the scalar that you produce is in harmony with an ambient ether size-wise, just size, strictly size. If, however, man-made scalar is not in harmony with ambient ether and you make it strong enough, what it does is it defeats ambient ether like an electromagnetic pulse. It causes the ethers to harmonize with the scalar field that you're producing, and thus disrupts matter, because there's no, the matter is, doesn't have background screen anymore, it's gone. And it's, you know, well, what's his name? Hutchinson does things like that.
I mean, essentially where this waveform is over is very, very close to Stonehenge. I mean, Stonehenge is only just over the horizon from where that picture is taken.
Yeah.
Do you think there's anything significant about that?
No. Could be. Although I've never felt any energy at Stonehenge. You know, but scalar energy and spiritual energy are pretty much the same.
Well, where do you think all this stuff's going? I'll leave that picture up because I'm very...
They got the weather modification scalar waves.
We're going to Dreamtime.
All right, humans, they can't stop us.
Supernatural, superhuman. We'll be able to jump over tall buildings, teleport, levitate, all that kind of stuff. You know, like Babaji. You know, it would be an archetype for us humans.
I don't know.
Babaji can be anywhere, anytime, any form he chooses.
So can I.
In a blink.
What kind of sound and I said it's a song, some different now we're gonna hear what it sounds like. What it sounds like, this is what the sound of life is. It's on the VHS, we got it all on the VHS. Zero compression, maximum comprehension, high definition, high quality, highly dynamic audio. Well,
strange as it may be. I never laughed or sang a song until the day you came along and smiled at me. Love can weave a miracle right before your eyes. The day we met, I seemed to see an angel walk right up to me from out the sky. Yes, baby, some magical power brought us together like this in one magical hour. Strangers were sweethearts in one little kiss. Oh, I believe in miracles. Honestly, I do. No wonder I get lyrical by that certain miracle that gave me you. Yes, baby, you.
Expunges the art fund, you know, but that's already happening. The euphoria is moving the Archon out. The Archon, the supernatural race of bugs that think they own us.
We were talking to Gridkeeper there, not so long ago, Paladin, about the movie Revolver, and we were talking about how that was affecting. How that was affecting our consciousness in terms of this Zion parasite, which infests all Europeans because of the nasty people, which we can't talk about without being deplatformed. But this all seems to be coinciding with an awful lot of other events.
The 21st was supposed to be a big deal, but I think that due to the bubbles and the euphoria produced by the bubble, which
has a great deal to do with the purple skies that we see, the bubbles, like you have, which is a bubble is Wilhelm Reich's technology.
In other words, it's got high voltage plasma feeding it as well as the air.
Well, it's not exactly a high voltage. It's actually non-polar. There's no voltage. There's no polarity. If there's no polarity, then you got no...
It produces a plasma energy field of some kind. Should we add to it? Neon tubes.
Yeah, you're ionizing neon. Well, black light, they've known for years, does wonders in healing, because the guys in the head shop got black lights going on, they never get sick.
Are you talking about ultraviolet black, these purple, black, purple tubes?
Yeah.
You're the closest to the dual parallel you ever clogged. Now you gotta deal with two books clogged. What the fuck? You fucked up St. Louis Lane, huh? Come on, you're married to Superman. What are you gonna complain about? Don't you give me that!
This the one I learned from my father going up north? Yeah. Going up north, who am I with stone? Thank you, my own church.
They're trying to create grays, but then they hybridize the grays in order to combine the genetics. Aren't there different types of breeding programs? Some of them are more benevolent, like there's the Asasani, which seems to be more benevolent, but then there's, the whole other kind of thing, which is further enslavement. Or what can you tell us about the different types of breeding programs?
Oh, yeah. There are two big groups of abductions, the benevolent and the malevolent. Let's talk about the malevolent because we need it's for three purposes, mainly that I've been explained. Food, for the reptilians, because the reptilians eat us, especially children. Adrenochrome as well is a big thing as well that they harvest. It makes them stronger and increase their ability to shapeshift as well. Food, then slaves as workforce, as the workforce that descend on other planets for mining, as well to join to fight whatever workforce. So, food, workforce, and genetic material. That's the three. The genetic material, it's in alliance with the MyLab. it's done as well by the military underground. They help a lot, and not all abductions are performed in ship, very few. A lot are performed in underground bases. Even if it is the ETs that abduct, the military used to facilitate rooms for that. Well, that's the bad. The good ones, because there are good abductions. So when we are abducted, we are traumatized because it's a traumatic experience, but sometimes we don't know. Sometimes we think it's bad, but it's good. And I that because I've experienced it, this gray being that I hugged, it called me my child. That's part of it. So that's another thing. They pick, so it's another organization, which is the Council of Five. It's very spiritual and old organization. It's like the Federation. They work together. They abduct, they pick bloodlines who have certain blood and a potential for psychic abilities and quick DNA progress. They are going to insert their extraterrestrial DNA in these bloodlines by abducting people generation to generation to activate these families, people, to speed up the evolution of human race, because they need to speed up
and like the fluoride, the GMOs, yeah. And all the things, all the assaults, right?
Oh yeah, they try on every front. So these good beings, they abduct people to speed up the evolution of our race, that we are stronger, quicker, and more evolved quicker. They activate our DNA and they put their DNA in us as well.
Are they both like different types of grays? Because I've
not all grays. Yeah.
They're not all grays, right? There's
no.
different breeding programs, but there is a benevolent one with the grays, right?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. That's it. And yeah. So, I'm from an ancient bloodline of shaman women and people with certain abilities, so I understand better. I know my grandmother was abducted as well. She told me the story, and so that's why this being I hugged I was calling me my child.
So are you saying that was okay? Explain what he meant.
Because he put a little bit of his DNA in me. Because that I didn't have the time to just tell everything, but I had another abduction when I was a toddler. See, it's in my book. I was abducted from my bed by this gray, tall gray being, which is he's an Egaroth. And he took me on his ship to check me out and see if I was okay. He put a long device on my skin and on my chest, and it radiated a glowing red light, and it was very warming. It's like if he activated something in me, in my heart chakra, and he was checking me and touching me. Everything was all right, and he was full of love and very nice. This I remembered under hypnosis. So this was an example of these abductions, which are part of a program to help our species to evolve faster. Then as well, you know, with all the star seeds and the envoys, souls who came from higher density to incarnate in Earth Terran avatars, as they call it, bodies, they need to prepare the body, because the shock would be very rough, and the both will feel discomfort and even sickness. So they pick these enhanced bloodlines to rise the vibration and activate the DNA of this bloodline, that the bodies are able to receive these souls, and it's compatible. So that's what I've been told as well. So anyone who knows they are envoys, as they call it, they have had their bloodlines prepared. That's what I.
So does that relate to the whole RH negative and positive thing? Is there a major significance to that?
Oh yes, there's something in the blood as well. Yes. So if I can remember, the O the O blood is has been brought by the Anunnaki, who arrived so long ago, and they wanted to create a slave race, a hybrid race with primitives, primitive population. So they put their the Anunnaki are a reptilian race. They look like humans. Anunnakini means human-like, but they are reptilian grades. They are all blood, and they but in order to put their blood, to mix their blood, it wasn't compatible. Reptilian blood isn't compatible with humans, but the grays, so many grays are. So that's different. In the gray, there are different strands. Gray, reptilian grays, non-insectoid grays, there are different things. So they create a protein that we call D positive. That's to make the O compatible with humans, and that's quite complicated. So they will abduct for different purposes regarding to the blood. If it is for hybridization, they will pick the right blood. Hybridization with grays or hybridization with reptilians, different things. You have the protein or not, it's complicated. If it's for food or slavery, they don't care. They take everyone.
Oh, gotcha. So So there's the ET part of it, but what do you hear about when it comes down to, like, the characters like Lucifer or some of these pantheons, these different archetypal energies of the Divine Mother, the Christ energy, or, like, what are you kind of picking up on as far as, you know, these greater stories that relate to how the Earth became the Earth and...
At Laura Eisenhower in conversation with Alana Denine, and we're going to hear more about that later on Space Plane until 2 a.m.
I got it, so I turn it on, and it all kind of rad. Oh, a crazy song. Infinite perspective and possibility comes down to a matter of choice for being free. Choices from infinite or possibility. I will power my house with a stick in the ground. People gonna come from all around and say, how the hell did you do that?
Stop coming up, gonna be deadly. Like Wolfman Jack, I'm bringing in the swing like ching-a-ling-a-ling. Guaranteed the rock and make the microphone sing. I combine funk with a make-a-muck piano. I'm nuts, I'm crazy, I lost it, and mana. A different type of blood in my vein and head. Like I'm cuckoo, cuckoo, like a nappy dread. Now it's me, the B-I-Z, M-A-Z-R. Take out with the E, as you can see. Going to the T-O-P, Mo-Mo-Mo's definitely. I can cock to rock and put you in shock. Not from the past, but I blast like Banaka. Yeah, the mud foot's getting ill, and nobody beats the biz still. So, the funk is back. The funk is back. Hey, hey, everybody, the funk is back.
I'm doing this style like this. Check it out.
Ooh, ooh, well, I'm them apart. I'm coming out with some freakified funk. If Joni was around, then I'd be a hunk. But since she ain't, I still am the hellified king of the R.A.P. I'm here to let you know I'm the hypnotizer, mesmerizer, stealing the show. I'm hitting just like a speaker. When my mind dropped the bomb, then Dot said Eureka. To say at least a masterpiece long overdue. From the streets of California to Kalamazoo. Don't look at me like I am crazy or dumb, cause my jingle will tingle your cerebrum. My sensational delivery will give you a chill. That's why nobody beats the business. The funk is back. Is it a hook? A funk is back. The funk is back. The funk is back. I'm the super duper party pooper. With my looper, I'll put you in the stupor. Jump, thump, whips Dr. Bump with the trunks of funk to make the heartbeat thump. Emma Zayal, Zayal, Hey-Haw, Hee-Haw, my fall, a star, rocking a Casbah. My brain maintains with no restraint. Not John Doe or Jane. Here to entertain. An old schooler, funk from the crack, keep me kicking like a mula. Donkey, drunky, spunky, and funky, punky, chunky, a junkie with the monkey on my back. Knack, opposite to track, biz being whack, get the Prozac. Skill to ill, plus always thrill, and I need to nobody beat the biz still. So, the funk is back. The funk is back. Hey, the funk is back. Everybody, come on.
Thank you.
the Lucifer role? And I mean, are we reconciling all these archetypes within ourselves and learning to heal based on how we relate to them? And until we get that, we're dealing with a whole nother kind of storyline that we're just wrapping our heads around. I mean, is there any kind of clarity you can bring? Because even some really well-intentioned people are like, oh, but Lucifer's the bringer of light. And then, oh, Sophia's the real Lucifer. You know, it's like, it gets so confusing. Is there any clarity you can bring on that? I don't feel confused within what my understanding is, but I know a lot of people are, and I'd be so curious to hear what you're saying.
You know, there's a lot of confusion and even put on purpose through all the groups on social medias and the spiritual groups. There on purpose confusion put in it to just confuse us, that we lose our work, our path. I haven't had any real insight about Lucifer, but I know that there's a lot, there's some tidy up that needs to be done, because these good and bad entities have been visiting Earth since so long, very long, and the populations have remembered them as gods or sometimes angels, so there's a confusion sometimes, and they have been fighting these entities. They had territorial wars. So that's when we have all the myths of gods fighting each other. And the Veda of India did really tell a great story about it.
Like the Titans and the Olympian type thing?
Yes, for instance. And they all owned, there were lots of colonies and they were owning different parts on Earth, as I understand. So that became legends and even merged with archetypes, because when you let time pass, history becomes legends, legends become myths, and myths become religions. So it gets mashed up, you know, it's
right, and then difficult. Right, in different perspectives in order to steer a kind of narrative based in.
Yes. But what something interesting I got about angels, that we should make a difference between mythological beings called angels who were just like, for instance, Nordics visiting people, and real angels, like real entities with real consciousness that have no body, that they are all pure consciousness. Because I've asked about angels, and they say they are guardian entities. There are many layers, many levels, and they are, the highest ones are pure consciousness. And something very interesting about Metatron, you know, this it's a super consciousness that is very close to source, because they say there are 13 layers, 13 layers of densities. The 13th is source, and Metatron is just like the guardian of the portal. It's sacred geometry, and the geometry is consciousness by itself. The pattern it creates, the flower of life, it's conscious.
So there's a Metatronic cube, right? And it relates to the Earth grids. Is this like the Merkaba field? Is this?
Yes, yes. That's the structure of everything alive. That's the power of source, like crystallize. That when source manifests creation or energy or life energy, it materializes, it has a structure of this Merkaba or Metatron, if you take the geometric lines whole. It composes everything. And when you do the protection of the Merkaba around you, you reconstruct the very power of source, and nothing can just reach out to you because you possess it. You know what I mean?
Wouldn't you say that there have been dark technologies that have messed with the Earth grids and tried to reprogram the planetary grid network to create these artificial timelines?
Yes.
That part of the mind control is is siphoning our energies in order to feed those artificial constructs that have distorted the sacred geometries and the earth grids. And I don't know, what kind of information have you been given about that? I could talk to you forever, and I want to respect you too.
What the information I have is that the Galaxy Federation, they're working a lot on maintaining the Earth electromagnetic grid. Well, you have different layers. You have the electromagnetic grid and you have the etheric grid. And it's like ley lines, the ley lines that are in the ground projected.
Projected right into the ley lines of the ground via the etheric grid. You've been listening at Space Plane, kid, every Tuesday night from midnight till 2 a.m. And tell your friends about it!
Space Plane!